Southern Indiana men's basketball reinforcing the front court with Tolu Samuels. He's here on WREF, and I'm Brad Klein, continuing the series and getting to know the new Screaming Eagles. Tolu, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the commitment.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on here.
All right, so first, let's start with your name. I think a lot of people are a little bit confused. Reuben Tolu Samuels, full name, but you're going by Tolu, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. I love the name. I love it, first of all, because I can say it, and I feel like a lot of people might be confused, so I feel like, I'm already ahead, right? But the name itself has a great meaning, right? It means God's first son. And if I'm you, I'm taking my middle name too. If that's the meaning of my middle name, I'm going by my middle name. What made you decide to go by your middle name? I just want to start there. It's pretty cool.
Really just like my parents, like ever since I grew up, I was growing up going by Tolu and stuff. They never really called me Ruben like that. Only person that called me Ruben was like my first day of school, like I went to the doctor or something like very like serious. Other than that, my whole family grew up on Tolu, so it's always been Tolu my whole life.
Now, this doesn't have really anything to do with you, but since I'm on the radio every single day, I have a platform and I get to use it however I want. This is a self-serving thing. I've got a brother. His name is Adam, and his middle name is Reuben. And for whatever reason, it's nothing against your name, he hates Reuben as his middle name. So when I want to anger him, I call him Reuben. But if I want to anger you, I'm probably calling you by your first name, not your middle name. You know what I'm saying? Oh man. Anyway, Tolu, for you, an exciting moment because you get the Division One call. I know you've been waiting for this for a very long time. You're coming from Triton, one of the best junior colleges in the nation. So it's a jump, but then again, if anyone's prepared for it, I know it's going to be you. You had success at one of the elite junior colleges. What gives you the confidence that you're ready for this jump in your career?
Just always that I just trust my work and trust myself. Like I've been brought up by great coaches, always had a mentality. I stay in the gym all the time, so I just know that I'm ready for this. And last year, I thought about going out because I had some Division I offers out of my junior classes last year, but I decided to go back and just touch more up on my games, be able to get more options and go to a better school most likely. So I just have real confidence in the work I've been putting in.
Tolu, what are you as a player? You are a positionless. I have no idea if you're a three, if you're a four, or you're a five, you're 6 foot 8, 6 foot 9. What position do you play, man?
I would just say the wing in general. Like I feel like I could do 3 through 5. I could go down there, three. I could take a little guy down low, be able to play with him, post him up, or if I have a big guy on me, be able to take him off the bounce, off the dribble, and be able to score. So I would say I'm just a pure wing that I could just do it all.
That's the thing, right? Is that I turn on your tape and I'm thinking, okay, 6 foot 8, he's probably a power forward, but he's 6 foot 9 maybe. So like USI could kind of stretch him. I turn on the tape and I'm seeing small forward, power forward out of you. I'm not really seeing 4 5, more 3 4, and that comes from your guard skill, man. And that's obviously you putting in the work, but also comes from your progression and a late bloomer as far as your height, right? So I read sophomore year, you were 5 foot 11, and then you blossomed to 6 foot 5 by the end of sophomore year of high school. First
Yes,
of
sir.
all, I'll ask you, did that hurt? That couldn't have been comfortable. Growing
Yeah,
pains, those
knees was
hurt.
crazy. Yeah, knees was crazy. It hurt so bad. I couldn't jump, couldn't run for real. It was hard. Yeah.
So what's that like? I mean, you probably at that point, you probably have a fairly solidified grasp of yourself as a player, sophomore year of high school. Not to say you're a finished product, but you know who you are, what your style is, and then you gain 6 inches overnight, basically.
Yeah.
How quickly did you change how you play, if at all?
Yeah. Really, my whole life, I was a little not short, but I was like about 5'9", 5'11". So I was a real shooter. Like all I did was shoot. Like all my AU from like young to like sophomore year, they were just like, as soon as you catch it, just shoot the ball, just shoot. Because like all I could do was shoot. Like I was a great shooter. But then as I got taller, so I started to work out way more, add more to my game, like get my ball in the better as I got taller, work on my finishing. Try to get stronger and then really just worked on my athleticism and stuff. So I became from just a pure shooter to just become an all-around player and be able to like use your game to your advantage, like your height, your quickness, because you still have your guard skills, but you just grew a lot. So just use your guard skills in that height and it's gonna be a problem. Yeah.
Do you think I can get 6 inches this year? I mean, what?
Nah, it might be a little too late. You might stop growing already.
Ouch, ouch, that hurts. Hey, is your family tall? Like, did you know you were going to get some more height, or did this come out of nowhere?
It came out of nowhere because my sister, she like 5'2". My mom's like 5'8". My dad like 5'8". No one really tall. I got an uncle. He's like 6'3", but no one's really tall like that. I have a cousin though. He's 7 foot, so he the only one that's like really tall. But other than that, nah, it's just me and him. So I didn't know I was gonna get tall at all.
So we're talking about you and your background, and this is all really exciting. I feel like a lot of the elite bigs, they have guard skill, and a lot of them came from their guard background because they were shorter. So your progression, it's tracked and it's a proven method. And that's one of the many things that makes USI fans really excited to have you. And I'm sure you're excited to get here and figure June you'll be on campus. What's USI getting in Tolu Samuels?
Just the person that's gonna go out every day and play hard and take defense serious. Like all my life, I know. Like I always had coaches told me, like you go out there and defend. Like it's way better than being an offensive player. Like if you go out there and defend, you can have the worst game you have offensively, but long you're defending. And I just took pride in that because me being agile and quicker and like long, I just love playing defense. I love playing defense way more than getting a basket all the time. Just be able to guard anybody on the court, guard the best player, rebound hard, protect the rim, and still give a little bit of scoring too. So that's what your side's gonna get out of me.
You know, I got to be honest, you are not the first player that I've talked to that has talked about defense basically first and basically as his focus in his game. Sheridan Sharpe and Ola Ajiboye, two of your future teammates, I'm telling you right now, they have their sights set on OVC Defensive Player of the Year. So,
Yes,
probably
sir.
an inner locker room competition in USI's locker room of who's going to get Defensive Player of the Year. But, what is it about defense and your ability on defense, or why do you pride yourself on that side of the floor?
Just because I feel like if you're a defender, you can stay on the court at all times. Like, even if a guy's going off and you're scoring 25 points, if you can't guard and you can't be on the court, because that's a liability. So I just feel like defense is like just the big part of my game, because I'm 6'8 with a 7'4 wingspan. Like, I feel like no one can get around me, and me being quick, I could block shots, I can guard a look guard, guard a big dude that can't get past me. Like, so I just really pride defense. Just makes me like, gives me that energy during the game. Like, my teammates hype me up, like, just gives energy, like brings real energy out of you, and just helps you win the game.
Thanks. 7'4" wingspan. So when do you even get that measured? I mean, I'm sure you know when you're on the floor, hey, I'm long, I'm getting into the passing lane. But when did you actually measure that? I'm just curious.
At Triton, we always like we had like vitals before the season and stuff like that. So this year we did like height, weight, wingspan, and we did like all these agility tests and stuff like that. So that's when I found this year. I didn't know, like, I knew my arms was long, but I didn't know they were that crazy. I had the longest on the team, and I had the biggest hands on the team too. That's another thing. My hands are huge, so my fingertips are long. So it's like it makes it even like my wingspan way longer than you would think. Yeah.
Big hands. I feel like we always hear about big hands like during the NFL draft combine. They always talk about quarterbacks' hand size. Like, I don't know if you're an NFL fan. Everyone always made a big deal out of Kenny Pickett's hands being really small. Does that actually impact your game and really help you think?
My hands been, yeah, I feel like it does a lot, because I'm always like being able to get into passing lanes, block shots, get around, stuff like that. And it just helps me like elevate on my shot, get away above defenders. So it really helps my game.
Hey, so why did you decide on Southern Indiana? I know you had other offers. I know you had a lot of other schools that were in on your services coming from Triton, having success, 10 points, 8 rebounds at one of the best JUCOs in the nation. Why USI?
Just because off the rip, it just felt like family. I knew the coach, Coach Spur, for a long time. I knew him from last year because he used to come check out my teammate, Dylan Williams. So I've been knowing him for about a year now. And then just when they offered me, I was just super excited because I knew it was a good school, a great guy. My coaches really just said that how good of a coach he was, and it just felt like on my visit, like family. Like my mom, as soon as we got there, she loved the campus. She loved how the coach made her feel. Like we was great. Just felt like I could really trust them, and I know they're going to help my development and where I want to go to the next level. I just, you know, they could really help me with that, and it was just from the visit, I just knew it was the right decision. Like I always get a feeling about something, and I had a great feeling there. I felt comfortable with them. I felt no phoniness. Just they kept it real with me from the jump, so I just knew that that was the place I had to be.
You're a Chicago guy, right? And I
Yes,
feel
bro.
like in part, Sprue is a Chicago guy too, but I feel like this roster, to a certain degree, it's almost like a Chicago All-Star team. So do you
Yeah.
know any of your teammates from Chicago and from, just crossing paths? Do you know any of them?
No, I haven't got to meet them yet, but we have a group chat, so we just typed in now that we're dropping all our names and Instagram and stuff, so we're about to get to know each other right now. But I follow Sheridan Sharpe. You were talking about that you did interview. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram and stuff, so I know a few of them. We're in a group chat, but like, we need to get to each other more.
One other thing that I don't know if you were able to connect these dots, but I know Ola Ajiboye, who we were talking about briefly, also he's Chicago, I think, off the top of my head, but he's coming from the OVC, Tennessee Tech, and he's another guy I said, and he takes a lot of pride in his defense. He's going for Defensive Player of the Year. But the other thing about Ola that you guys share is that he's also of Nigerian descent. I don't know if you were able to connect those dots with his name, so I don't know if
Yeah,
that's something you guys could bond about.
I knew that. I seen his commitment on Instagram and stuff, and I seen his interview, and I know he came to Tennessee Tech. He's a great defender, big dude, strong down there. So we're gonna use him a lot this year.
You know, Tolu, for you, like I said off the jump, it's a really big moment for your career to go from junior college to Division One. I know that that's something you always wanted to do, to get
Yes,
up
sir.
to D1. What was your reaction when, well, maybe not even a reaction because you knew it was going to happen. It could have happened last year had you left JUCO after one season. But what was your family's reaction when this commitment became official, at least verbally, and you decided, okay, I'm making my decision. I'm done recruiting. I'm going to USI.
Yeah, they were just happy because my mom and dad, they wanted me to commit actually on the visit and stuff like that. But I just knew like committing on the visit would just be like not pressuring, but like a little pressure on your side. I just wanted to go home, relax, think about it more. I had other visits lined up and stuff like that. But it just took me about like 3 days to know. Like my mom was like, just like go with your gut. I could tell that you want to go there, but you just don't want to make the wrong decision. Like always go with your gut. So they were just happy with it, so I just knew after like 3 days, I'm like, yeah, I gotta go there. Like that's where I want to be, and they were just super excited. They already made like USI gift basket for me, made a type of photo collages for my business, so they're super excited.
So they were sold on USI before you were.
They
It's
told me as soon as
really.
we got on the visit, like we were done eating, and she was saying she liked it already. We just had lunch, and she was saying that she wanted me to go there already.
Wow. So what you're really telling me is I'm talking to the wrong member of the Samuels family. I should be having mom on this interview right now. Well, I'll tell you this, off of my experience at the USI, I'm coming up on my third season. Everyone's family, right? It's not just you, it's your family too. They're in the fold now. But obviously the thing that brings us all together, right, is basketball and your ability. I ask a lot of guys this just because it helps me visualize and probably helps the fans visualize too. What is your comp, your player comp? Maybe take an NBA player and tell me who you play like, or at least in part play like.
When I first got tall in my junior senior year, I used to say Kevin Durant just because he was tall and could shoot and dribble
I
like
see
that.
a
But
little
then,
bit of that. I
yeah,
do.
but then as I got older, I just started to be like, okay, that was just because you just wanted to be like that's you don't play like Kevin Durant, like for real, like take a player that you really think you play like. So I think I play like a Pascal Siakam, or lately I've been playing like a Jaden McDaniels, I feel like, because I like Jaden McDaniels the last 2 years. He like is really like 6'9", and he's a wing. Like he can guard. He guards the best player on every team. That's what I want to do. Like whether you're a guard or a big, I want to guard the best player on every team, and just be able to just knock down an open catch and shoot, and still be able to take my man off the dribble. He gets those buckets that like it's not flashy, but like at the end of the game, you'll be like, dang, he had 20 points. Like yeah, he had 20 points just being around the rim, hitting, catching shoots, being an athlete, and just defending. So that's what I'll say my player comp is.
I think the Siakam one, I really like that. I do, because Siakam can play, like you said, kind of three through five, and that's the versatility of your game is probably your strength. But we were talking about it earlier. I want to quantify it, your defense, right? So I did my research. Only 2.3% of all of junior college, Division One junior college last year, players averaged at least one full steal and one full block per game. You're included. And it's obviously a very select category. When it comes to your defense, we know that you're an elite defender, but what makes you that elite defender in multiple different ways, right? There could be a good shot blocker, but he's not getting the steals you are. There could be a guy who can get into the passing lane, but he's not protecting the rim like you. So why is it that you're able to do a little bit of everything on defense?
I would say two things. One, like just my size and my length, just being tall and being able to have good wingspan to steal, block shots and stuff like that, and just still having the speed of a guard. I never really lost. Like I know bigger dudes sometimes are a little slower, but I never lost my speed. And another thing I think is just heart, really. Like I feel like defense is all heart. Like you go out there and give it your all. Like defense is not something you coach or like something you just try. You don't train to defend. You just have to know in your mind that you want to defend. Like this guy's in front of me, he's not gonna score on me. This guy's in front of me, he's not going past me. Like I'm gonna get this steal, I'm gonna get this block. He comes to the basket, I'm not gonna let him score on me. It's just all your heart and head. Like if you don't want it to happen, like you decide and control if that happens. So I feel like that's what makes me a great defender.
What are you doing outside of basketball? Everyone's talking about basketball. Everyone wants to know about your game and your background on the court, but I want to know, what are you doing when you're not laced up?
Yeah, probably I would say just hanging out with my friends, just being a normal teenage kid. I don't really like partying and stuff like that, but I'll have fun with my friends sometimes, go out to eat, go out, hang out, play the game, go do something fun. But that's really, if it's not basketball, I'm just hanging out with my friends and family.
Okay, you haven't actually said this, but I'm gonna guess. You tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like you're a 2K guy. If you're just hanging out
Yeah,
with your friends,
for
okay.
sure. Yeah, for sure.
Who are you playing as in 2K? Like, who's your go-to team and who's your go-to player in 2K?
Right now, I've been using Shea on OKC. I've been spamming a lot, but OS KD still my favorite player, so I use the Suns mostly too.
You ever play? Maybe this is just me. Now, you have to understand, I'm 25 years old, but I'm 25 going on 55. I'm an old soul, right? So I feel like whenever I play as the all-time teams. You know what I'm saying? You ever play those?
Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah. Okay. So who's your favorite all-time team to play as?
Bulls. The Bulls.
Bulls.
Yeah, because you get to use like Derrick Rose, Mike
Oh,
Jordan.
what am
Yeah,
I? I forgot
yeah.
you're a Chicago guy.
Yes, yeah, that team crazy. No one could beat me if I back all time Bulls.
I'll tell you this, originally I'm from New Jersey, and so I'm a big Nets fan. And I remember that the Nets and the Bulls had a couple of unbelievable playoff series with like 2013, like the Nets had just gone to Brooklyn, Derrick Rose is still there, Boozer is still there, and you guys killed us. And I'm not gonna say you guys took the soul out of me when I was a young fan. So yeah, but hey, Tolu, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. It's really exciting, like I said, for you, I know, but also for the USI community because we know what you can do, especially in this system and in the OVC. And I got one more question for you, and I've been asking all the guys this, and I'm just curious, right? The big news in USI basketball for this upcoming year is first year of NCAA postseason eligibility. Okay, that's
Yes,
it.
sir.
Thing. And it came one year early. We thought it was going to be a 4-year process, ended up being a 3-year process. Would you have come to USI if they were still postseason ineligible?
Yes, because I really, this is news to me. I promise, I thought it was next year that they couldn't go to the tournament yet. So that was news to me. So yeah, I was still coming there just based on like just knowing, just trusting your coaches, knowing like what real care is for. Because a lot of coaches just look at you as just like a player, just like a recruit. But I know they look at me as like a real, like, they really care about me. Like I could tell that there's no fake love. It's genuine. They want to really see me succeed and push me to my level, and that's what I need from a coach. So it was a no-brainer that I was gonna go to USI.
Tolu, you're the man. Everyone loves to have you, and everyone's excited to have you. Can't wait to see you on campus around June. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the season. Congratulations on the commitment again.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tolu Samuels right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.